So it's interesting, every service has a different personality. And today, their lives are our message. You know, that's the way God meant it to be. God always meant that in the long run, that our lives, your life, my life, that it literally would be a message. And their lives have been an incredible message to us. How many would say amen to that? So look, I want to, this exhortation is in part to them. I'm always reading through the New Testament. I've read in different places, Acts chapter 20, when the Ephesians said goodbye to Paul, and there's a number of goodbyes in the New Testament, and it's kind of a goodbye, more like a see you later. But I would title this talk very quickly as parting words. I want to give them some parting words, but I want you to know that these parting words are for all of us. And so, how did the Apostle Paul say goodbye? And I felt directed specifically to Colossians chapter 4, last two verses, where Paul says something that I think is very meaningful, very powerful, very challenging, hopefully, to each and every one of us. The Bible says, tell Archippus. We could say, tell David and Susie Stevens, but not just David and Susie. I really mean this. Tell Owen, Eden, Elliot, Asher and Ezra, they're too little to know, but especially the three older ones. See to it that you complete the ministry that you have received in the Lord. Then he goes on to say, I, Paul, with my own hands, I'm just dot, dot, dot. And then he says, grace be with you. Everybody say, grace be with you. Here it is. See to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. This is not just for them. This is for all of us. This is for my son-in-law, Andy. See to it that you complete the ministry that you've received in the Lord. For Nick and Emma, right? For Elizabeth, who's been here from the very beginning. There's still more to do. You have a ministry in the Lord. See to it. David, see to it. Pablo, see to it. You have a ministry. God has a plan for your life. It's not just to just be and go to church and have a great wife. The both of you, see to it. Agnes, see to it. From the front row to the back row, see to it. Why? If you are here, if you're a Christian, when you were formed in your mother's womb, you were formed with a plan, with a purpose. God gave you a ministry. How many believe you weren't just created to hang around? You were created to do something great for God. If you're a visitor here, God wanted you to hear this. If you're tuning in for the first time, guess what? God wanted you to hear this. And here's the challenge. The challenge is, see to it that while you spend your life, your days, your energies on this earth, and it's different for all of us, see to it if you're a police officer, because you could be a police officer, you have a ministry. See to it if you're a school teacher, you have a ministry. As a child of God, you have a ministry. A security guard, an architect, a lawyer, whatever it is, EMS, whatever you're doing with your time and your energy, see to it that you complete the ministry. Yeah. that God has given you. Here's what it means. It means to pay attention. Everybody say pay attention. It means to stay focused. Everybody say stay focused. And lastly, it means to persevere until the end. Everybody say persevere. To the very end, brothers and sisters. They've been here for 20 years and they've been steady, steady, steady. But how many know they're not finished yet? So yes, I say to David, see to it. Don't drift to the left. Don't drift to the right. Do what God has called you to do to the very end. This is a new launch. This is a new season. Walk in the call of God because it's greater than it's ever been. How many would say amen to that? And then just these kind of parting thoughts that come right from this text. See, what's unique about this text, what's unique about this text is true almost in all texts, okay? Let me put it that way. There's something unique about this, but, and we can learn from just reading this, there's something true in every time you read the Bible. You see, whenever the Bible challenges you, along with the challenge, there's always a promise of help from heaven to do the very thing that God has challenged you to do. What's your challenge today? What's your mountain? What's the thing that God has told you? I want to see this done through your life, whatever that is. Just know, whenever God challenges you, see to it that you complete this. There is also right on top of it, right alongside, right inside of it, there's also grace will be with you. You see? God never calls you to do something that he doesn't fully intend to help you with. So, I want to say very quickly how God is going to help them and how God wants to help us. Because just because you're not leaving Chicago doesn't mean you're not leaving this place to go do God's will. Right? That's the way we should wake up. We should wake up. And we should know we're leaving this place, we're leaving our house to go do God's will. Amen? So here's the promise. The promise is grace will be with you. And grace will operate in your life in two ways. Because his promise of grace is personal, and his promise of grace is always for anointing. So personally speaking, just know, his grace is always there to just flat out help. But to help us as individuals, when he said, grace be with you, the first intimation of that is grace be with you, right? It's grace be with you. Everybody needs God's help. The problem is not everyone realizes that they need God's help. But all of us need God's help. How many would say amen? Amen? Last week we learned about how God helps us when we're in our times of trouble. There's a crisis kind of help. And if you missed last week's message, you need to go online and listen. Dr. Neely preached the house down. Amen. And I definitely have to wear a bow tie one day when I preach. He looks so sharp. But there's a crisis help. Crisis help makes us reach out to God because of outside circumstances. And some Christians, they get good at tapping into God's grace, in crisis. They're good at crisis help, but Paul wasn't talking about just crisis. Paul was talking about every day. See, some people cry out to God, and they're like, Lord, there's no option but you. You're the only one. I'm in trouble. Get me out of this mess. I caused the mess, but you're rich in mercy. You're rich in love. Anybody ever experienced crisis help from heaven? God helps us because he loves us. Even when we mess up, he doesn't reject us. He picks us up. He cleans us up. He gives us another chance. Come on, let's praise God. He's the God who helps us over and over again. But I believe that when Paul said, grace be with you, he was talking more about a daily kind of help that was based on our dependence. See, grace flows. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Grace flows to those who depend on him. Amen. God wants to help us every day, all day, but we need to reach towards him in dependence. See, dependence-based help sort of sounds like this in your mind. Dependence-based help says, if the Lord wills. What are you doing this coming Tuesday? Well, if the Lord wills. You ever hear people say, if the Lord wills? How many know our entire mindset about everything ought to be, if the Lord wills? Not, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I've got the strategy, I've got the plan, I'm going to pick this person or that person. No, 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 no. When we're living by the help of God, by the grace of God, guess what we're saying? We're saying, if the Lord wills, how many feel that way? If the Lord wills, we'll do this and we'll do that. That's grace-based living. If the Lord wills. Dependence-based living is praying in the spirit. The Bible says we know not how we ought to pray. Like, yeah, you know, some people, we reduce our prayers to telling God what we want and what we like. But how many know there's so much more to praying than that? There's a praying that says we know not how we ought to pray, but the Spirit gives us intercession where we say, Lord, you teach me how to pray. You show me how to pray. God, even in my prayer life, I want to ask for what you want me to ask for. I want to be into and I want to be moving towards whatever you want to right here in the secret place, Lord. Help me to pray in the Spirit and live in the Spirit. I mean, fundamentally, it just comes down to I can do nothing without you. You see, all of us have things that we do all the time. And you say, I can do that. You see, yes, you can do it. But without grace, it won't have the edge of God on it. See, grace on a couple, talking to one another, it's a different kind of marriage. Grace on our parenting, grace on our neighboring, grace on us being at work. How many want the God edge on your life? It means, help me, God. I can do nothing without you. I don't know how many sermons I've preached, but I'm telling you, I know that I know that I know that no sermon of mine will help any one person without grace. And so grace helps us, but that's very personal. I slipped into point two, and we'll close with this. But then the grace of God is released to us. So let's think about the kids for a second. So there's a side of grace, right, that will help them adapt to their new school. There's a side of grace that will enable them to get new friends. There's a side of grace that's going to do all of these things. But the grace of God doesn't just help us. The grace of God actually empowers us. See, do you feel like you have a ministry today? Right? Did you wake up in the morning recognizing that there is something for you to complete on this planet? How many know we all have a ministry, and when it comes to fulfilling the ministry of God, we need the anointing of God. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that God could take us in the simplicity of who we are, and He can baptize us with the Holy Spirit, and He can anoint us so that great things could happen through our lives. If they could send have the singers be ready. I don't want to keep you too long, but let me just say this as we go. You see, this kind of empowering grace, it's filled with anticipation. Everybody say anticipation. I want to encourage you to pray differently, especially in the morning. My wife was talking about it earlier. Pray with this sense of anticipation that the strength and power of God is going to enable you to do what He's put before you. So, God, give me the power, give me the anointing. Everybody say anointing. Give me the anointing. That means the supernatural presence of God upon you and through you, so that something supernatural can actually happen. How do you complete the ministry? It's supernatural. How do you do what God has called you to do? It's supernatural. It's the anointing of God upon you. It's a different manifestation of grace. Grace comes to us to help us, but then grace baptizes us and empowers us. So even when you don't know, even though when you don't understand, they are leaving. They don't have all the details worked out, but how many know the Spirit of God goes before them? He will lead them. He will guide them. You don't have to have all of the answers, because God is with you and God is for you. Hallelujah. Just because you don't have the answers to tomorrow, the power of God wants to be with your life. While you're trying to understand it all, get anointed from heaven. And let every stop along the way have your life dripping with the anointing of God. That's what God promised when He said, grace be with you. Beyond your capacity, things that you're like, I could never do that. Well, you could never do that, except I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When God empowers us. So look, stand to your feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to pray, not just for a new measure of grace on the Stevens family. I want to pray for a new measure of grace for this church. Hallelujah. We need more Dave and Susie's in this place. And it's not about a title. It's about a person carrying the presence of God. How many know the God who puts His presence on them wants to put His presence on us? How many believe that here today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's lift our hands.